Right, I'm at Learning Live with Brendan Smith from Etc. Venues. Brendan, this whole event has been talking about technology and how people are learning through sharing online, and here you are representing a venue. We're actually in your venue, and I'm interested to know what the future of venues is, because it just feels like everyone's doing everything online, and does that just sound the death knell for venues?
Hi, Martin. Thank you very much for asking that question. We've been members of the Learning Performance Institute for many years. No, it doesn't at all sound the death knell for training venues, but what we have noticed is that what the learning professionals and the trainers are doing in our venues, they're not teaching skills. You're quite right. The information is available out there. People are wired up. They're clued up. But what people are delivering and training face-to-face is behaviours, culture, values. These are things you can't get at the end of a PC or from a mobile phone. If you want to change people's values or affect their behaviour, you've got to do it face-to-face.
And do we see people still travelling to go to five-day courses out in beautiful manor houses? Is that the type of thing that's still happening? Or has that changed as well?
It's something we do research, because we've been running venues for 25 years, but all of our venues are city centre, and we've certainly seen an increase in the number of people that are staying in the city. Mm-hmm. I think it is connected to technology and people being ever more under pressure in terms of time. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that, no, people aren't travelling out and spending 5 days at a lovely rural retreat or management house, but we are seeing people wanting good quality content, very dynamic delivery, but in short, sharp bursts so that they can get back to work. So I think the city centre, the transport links, is definitely, we're seeing an increase in the number of training courses or a number of face-to-face events that are being held in city centres, and that's why we don't see the death knell of training venues. We're actually planning more.
Okay. And final question, are you asked to provide certain kind of tech within the venues now? Do people turn up saying, actually, we need very good broadband, we need interactive screens, and is that having an impact on what you put in your venues?
Yeah, absolutely, most certainly. I mean, no coincidence, city centre, we're in 2012. I think a lot of, whether you're in training or conferencing or any live sort of face-to-face event, everybody is trying to put on a sexier agenda, better content, so that it has a higher impact for the delegate or the learner. So we're seeing technology play a very big part in that. So we actually have a working party with a number of our technology clients and ask them what they want and what they need. We're trying to catch up with them, but we're seeing that as a very big part of how we innovate as a venue company, and some of the infrastructure we're putting in. It's not just around AV, it's around IT these days.
Brendan, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Martin.